Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and today's very special Giants insider is Giants quarterback Eli Manning. Eli, mandatory minicamp in the books, training camp on the way. Where would you put your team in terms of progress learning about McAdoo's system?
Well, I think we've progressed very well, and we've had 12 practices on the field against the defense. I wouldn't say we have everything mastered. I don't think it'd be fair to think we would have it mastered after 12 practices. They threw a lot at us, a lot going on, but we definitely have made progress, but definitely have a better understanding of what we're trying to do, getting in and out of the huddle faster, getting to the line of scrimmage, making our calls. The whole process is going smoothly. We got to clean up some things and get better at some areas, but I think we're feeling good and had some good days.
And watching you guys at practice and watching Ben McAdoo stress this very loudly at practice, pace is very important to him. Sure. How will pace and the tempo help this offense?
Yeah, I think it stresses the defense, makes defense make calls quickly, show what they're doing. If you can always have the threat of snapping the ball early, and it'll show what the defense is, tipping their hand a little bit, so we can get into a better play, better protection, and also snapping at some and trying to catch them off guard. So I think trying to really pick up the pace and be fast, but also making sure we're running good plays will be very helpful.
Now, before this learning process started in the spring, a lot of people were anticipating what this offense would be. They talked about shorter drops, shorter routes, more screen passes maybe. The things that you expected, did they end up, a lot of them, being true? Did the predictions end up being what the reality?
Well, I think there's some of that. I think it's a combination of a number of things. And I've watched Green Bay for a number of years and watching their offense, being in the same division, having played similar teams they're playing and seeing what they do. I think you had somewhat of a feel what kind of offense it was, and they like to stretch the ball down the field, but try to get the ball out of the quarterback's hand quickly. It is a very timing based offense, and so everything makes sense. It's a lot of progressions, some similar concepts that we've run in the past, but little different tweaks here and there. But I think you are doing some screens and some three-step. You're also stretching the ball down the field. I think it's you got a combination. It's just a matter of, can you be efficient? Can you run it smoothly?
Can you compare this experience for you, learning an offense as a veteran who's been in the league for a while, compared to when you first came into the league and you learned Kevin Gilbride's system?
Well, I think now I have, after 10 years, you have a base and you understand protections and a lot of them, from a protection standpoint, it's the same stuff, just called something differently, learning new words to get the same things done. And so that's part of it. And you understand concepts, you understand defenses, so you can look at a play and understand kind of what your progression might be. But it's just, learning the fine tunings of things and exactly what the just how the progression is. Do you still read this guy no matter what, or does it, the coverage base? It's just kind of learning the terminology, the exact rules to all the pass plays, and just getting the verbiage a lot is sometimes the toughest part. You might know what you want the guy to do, but remembering the exact word or getting out, not doing an old signal or an old word in the old offense. So getting all that removed and thinking about just what we got to do this year.
Now, you had a ton of experience and a ton of success in the old system, but is there something that's exciting? Is there an excitement level learning something new and learning it with everybody else at the same time, and just the anticipation of what this could look like when you guys do put it all together on the field?
Yeah, there is some excitement to it. I think just having a change you just understand it's a challenge, and I think you always want to challenge yourself and kind of step up to that circumstance. And I think it's been good. I think it's really brought an urgency to this time of year, and knowing that, hey, we got to get going this spring. These OTAs, these mini camps, these are all important. We need these practices. We need these reps. We got to make everything very serious. And they're going to challenge us, and they're throwing a lot at us. So it's a lot of study and preparation time, not just the practice time. So I think it's been good, to kind of set that stage and bring that urgency into this time of year, knowing that, we come back for training camp. We got 9 practices, and we're playing a preseason game. So we don't have a whole lot of time to get ready.
What is the next step for this offense? When you get to camp, what are you going to work on next? What's the next thing you guys really want to tackle and get better at to get ready for that first preseason game?
I think it's just kind of bringing it all together. and obviously picking up the pace on things, being fast, making her calls quickly. For me, going through my progressions, my reads, my protection calls, making sure I can spit out all the words I need to do quickly. I know exactly what they're doing. Everybody's on the same page. So just the whole process speeding up but I think we definitely improved. We definitely got better over these weeks, and I'm excited to see how good we can be.
What's been the relationship like with Ben McAdoo and with your new quarterbacks coach, Danny Langsdorf?
Yeah, both Ben and Danny have been great. Both of them have been in the meetings, in the quarterback meetings a lot with us, and just trying to feel each other out, get our personalities, how we're going to work and communicate and make sure we're kind of speaking the same language. Sometimes just the way, what he would call, I've called a defense for the last 10 years, what Ben's called a defense the last 2 years, we call them two different things, they're the same defense. It's getting all that verbiage on the same page. And so, we're getting there. We're meeting well. The meetings are really informative, and we're solving a lot of issues and just getting on the exact same page. So they're going really well.
Eli, final question. Obviously, this year, everyone wants a bounce back year for the offense. It was a big focus of the offseason, trying to get this offense back on track. Based on what you've seen from the offense itself and the talent in the room, including those big guys in front of you, a rookie wide receiver, first round pick, do you think you and this offense are primed for a big bounce back year?
Yeah, I'm excited about what we can do offensively. I think we've, like I said earlier, we had great urgency. I thought the receivers, got a number of receivers who are all playing well, and some new guys going to step in, and we need some guys to fill up some roles. But have some new additions, offensive line, tight end, new players, and so you feel like it's a new opportunity, a new chance, and excited about what we can do. I think it's going to be a big year for us.
Eli, enjoy your time off. We'll see you at the end of July, and best of luck.
All right, thanks a lot.
Giants quarterback Eli Manning, plenty more coming up on Giants.com. Make sure you stay tuned.